Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love in having us in mind from the very beginning in Christ, predestined in Christ, and then forming us in our mother's womb and sending us here as your workmanship with good works laid out there for our lives, Lord. But we know the story, Father God, you know what happened. The devil came to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, deceiving us into believing wrongly and therefore bringing forth wrong fruits. But thank you for your love. Didn't leave us. You sent Jesus, dealt with our sins, raised us up, and brought us back into the family to walk in his good footsteps, in the footsteps of Jesus, according to your amazing love, Lord. So thank you for this word that just reminding us about that again, and so that we can just keep attention on you and stay walking conscious of you, too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 11. Surely you must know that people who practice evil cannot possess God's kingdom realm. Stop being deceived. People who continue to engage in sexual immorality, idolatry, adultery, sexual perversion, homosexuality, fraud, greed, drunkenness, verbal abuse, or extortion, these will not inherit God's kingdom realm. It's true that some of you once lived in those lifestyles, but now you have been purified from sin, made holy, and given a perfect standing before God, all because of the power of the name of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, and through our union with the Spirit of our God.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful, that end part, that gospel? You see, as I prayed earlier, we were made by God. Let us make man in our image and our likeness. And that's a reality. So God has brought us back into the reality of his love in Jesus. And that's why it's so important to just walk conscious now, keeping the Lord before us and with us through walking conscious of him, making room for him, letting his word dwell in your heart, because his mercy is on you every morning. And that is there to sustain us, because everything has been done. So God has said, listen, you can't do it under the law. You can't do it alone by willpower. You need the new birth. You need to be born again. That's why Jesus said, unless you're born again, you won't enter and you won't see the kingdom of God. So we get born again and then receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we stay in tune. We walk conscious of God. When we turn away from him and we allow lies in, we are allowing darkness in, and then that robs us of the reality of God and his wonderful love plan for each and every one of us. So arise and shine. God loves you. God's got destiny in mind for you. He will never leave you or forsake you. So you never leave or forsake him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.